Good morning to you fine folk. This is Romeo Crow here in episode 26 of my podcast. And I am looking forward to speaking to you for just a couple of minutes. It's going to be a swift one today, which is what I say every day. Today's focus is baby steps. It's chipping away every day. It's breaking things down into much smaller bite-sized chunks. It's regularity rather than not regularity. Okay, so we all know this. We all know this to be true, but we don't necessarily all follow it and do it. Let's say you've got a task or you've got a skill that you want to learn or something you've got to get through. It's so easy to make that thing seem bigger than it is, or at least if it's complex, then it is quite big. You know, if it is something big and it's complex, it's easy to put something off, to procrastinate doing it, because you're like, wow, I've really got to devote hours and hours and hours if I'm going to make any dent in this. And as a consequence, we don't find those hours and hours and hours, and we just don't do it. Or we do it maybe once a week, you know, getting fit, getting healthy, going to the gym, something like that. Maybe we do it once a week, twice a week, and we manage to put in a couple of hours and we feel good about that. And we pat ourselves on the back because we're making progress. But really, baby steps, all of those phrases which are tantamount to the same thing, they mean the same thing, and they're principles which work no matter what you are looking at. And that is, do a little bit every day, if you can, is so much better than doing a lot once or twice a week. So let's take the example of learning a musical instrument. So practicing a skill. Any teacher will tell you it's better to do 5 or 10 minutes a day than it is to do 1 hour a week, or whatever the 5 or 10 minutes would have built up to over the week. It's better to do the small amount every day than it is to do the large amount once or twice a week or put off. And of course, small amount means bite-sized chunks. And in keeping with my podcast episode a couple of days ago on keeping it simple, it does, it keeps it simple. So let's say you've got a really complex task ahead of you. So again, I'm going to use music as an example. I'm working on an album at the moment, my debut album, and I want to do it quote unquote better than I have done my previous work. So I want to learn new skills and new technique. I want to improve. I want the songs to sound better. I want them to have more craft behind them. And of course, putting together 12 songs rather than just one is much more of a daunting task. And so it's natural I'll put that off because I can't find the time to get onto it, because I really need days and days. And I've got, you know, two small kids and my wife here and a one bedroom flat. It's highly unlikely I'm going to have days and days. In fact, I don't have days and days, except Easter, where my wife very kindly took the kids to my parents for a few days and gave me a couple of days to do something. But nonetheless, if you then break it down into smaller chunks, if you then put it into baby steps and chip away at it every day, it makes it much more manageable. So now I'm trying to, rather than have this psychological block to myself which says, oh, I can't possibly work on music because I've only got an hour to spare, or I've only got an hour and a half. And I know that opening up the computer, getting into the program, setting up the physical pedals that I might need, getting my guitars, plugging everything in, that'll take a bit of time. And by the time I've done that, and then I've got to get my head into a creative place, ready to work, etc. By the time I've done all that, the hour will be gone, so there's no point in doing it. Wrong! And I'm telling myself this as much as you or anybody else. Start it. Do it. One, if you're doing it every day, those tasks will be done quicker and quicker because you'll be more used to them. Very simple. So now it only takes me 5 minutes to get everything set up, whereas before, psychologically, it was an hour, even if it only took me 20 minutes or 10 minutes. It was a lot of brain space, whereas now, because I'm doing it more regularly, it's easy, bosh, ready to go. Number two, something creative, especially something creative, but you know, any task really is creative. It's still craft. It's still something that when you break it down, you're going through a process, and actually the important is to learn to do it as a process, to learn to build your craft rather than rely on creativity or let's say the muse to strike you at the right moment. Oh, I can't work because it's difficult for me to get in the mindset. And it reminds me of a quote, and I often quoted it, and forgive me, I always forget, it might be Emerson, I can't remember, it's an American writer, I'm pretty sure. And he said, yes, I always have to wait for inspiration to strike before I can start writing. Thankfully, it strikes every morning at 9 a.m. at my desk. And I just think that's brilliant. It's true. The great artists, in whatever capacity that might be, they understood the importance of craft. You know, there's craft and then there's the inspiration. And actually, inspiration is 5% of it. 95% of it is craft, it's doing the work. And so if you show up every day and you do a little bit every day, that's where you're going to really own your craft far more than if you do a lot every week or every couple of weeks or when the inspiration strikes, because then you're no longer relying on the external inspiration, the muse or whatever. You're really just getting rid of that excuse, which is what it is, and doing the hard work and facing up to the fact that it's hard work to do it. So whether you want to learn a skill, playing the guitar or playing football or whatever it might be, knitting, crocheting, whether you want to get physically fit or physically better at something that requires a lot more coordination, whether that's like me, you know, I do martial arts, so you know, your Wing Chun or your sparring, or whether that's going to the gym or running, whether it's a task like, I'm looking around my flat now, cleaning the flat, cleaning the house. If you look at it as a one big thing, it can be overwhelming, especially the state of this place right now, and the kids have put stuff all over the floor, goodness knows, and the place is a mess. But again, if I just focus on, okay, you know what, I'm just going to focus on this table, this surface area, and I'm just going to do this. And then, of course, there's nothing to stop you once you've done your 5 or your 10 minutes or your little bit in the day. There's nothing to stop you carrying on because you might be in a flow. But rather than thinking, oh, I've got to do hours and hours every day, no, think, I just have to do 5 or 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever is the minimum amount of time you can feel comfortable investing, because it's such a small amount of time. But at the same time, it can give you a little bit of result. And if you go over that, great. But if you start at the outset thinking, I need to devote an hour or 2 hours every day, then you stop doing it. You think, oh, I can't afford that time. But everyone can afford 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. So no matter what it is, remember the importance of baby steps. But more importantly than baby steps, it's baby steps with regularity. It's doing it every day. It's chipping away bit by bit by bit, rather than in one flash of genius or flash of brilliance or flash of hard work or overnighter. Whether you're studying for exams or you're doing coursework, goodness knows, I remember those days of supposedly having to do coursework, and I was always the one who either didn't do it or did it literally at the 11th hour and 59th minute. And you know, I'd never learn. But as we get older, hopefully we get more aware of these things and we do learn. And now I'm starting to learn in some things, you know, 5-10 minutes every day massively improves and gets you much, much closer than just blotting out, you know, or trying to do it in one chunk every week or every 2 weeks or whatever it is, whatever the task is. So ladies and gentlemen, that's the focus of today, he says, as he then goes back to working on his album. I've got something open here, a track called I'm Not a Jealous Guy, and it's going to be on the album A Blind Eye to Love. And I've got to say, I'm really, really pleased with how this particular track is coming out. Still a lot of work to do on it, but baby steps. I will chip away for 10, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever I can do, as and when I can do it, hopefully every day, and I will get to that goal much more quickly and with much less stress, and increasing and improving my craft and my skill much more in the process. And then overall, when you increase your craft or skill in something, the next time you do it, it's easier and it's faster, until you expand your comfort zone again, in which case you just repeat again and again and again, and that's how you master something. And in time, I hope to be able to stand on this podcast and say, I have mastered this music stuff. But it might be some years ahead in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to me. Have yourselves a wonderful day, and I will speak to you later. Romeo Crowe signing out. A toodle pip.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.